And so if and then God set in the church, he set in the church, and the scripture says apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, for what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. If you won't submit and instead of just going sitting on anything, if you won't check out the leadership and the teaching and instruction and the anointing on those men's and women's lives and make sure that they are true apostles, and you got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you to talk to you, he'll tell you the truth. Listen to me now. He will tell you the truth because he wants you to grow up and become all that he created you to do. There's things he wants you to walk in tonight, right now. But some things, there are many things we're not ready for. But if we make a decision, we can move from where we are and get to where we need to go. See, he's a master deceiver, and you got to know his voice. When you make a commitment, are you in the house tonight? I'm just going to give you a couple of them, just a few of them. When you make a commitment in your heart to God, and then when you make a commitment that as a local church here, we made commitment that we're going to be faithful and we're going to do this. You need to make a commitment to the word that y'all put the word of God first place. I'm going to maintain a prayer life on a consistent basis. I don't care what come or go, I'm going to pray. Now, I become a partner of this ministry. And when they agreed that we're going to meet every Wednesday and every, Sunday morning. We used to do it Sunday night. But when you sit at the house with just because you don't want to come. Now, I know some things. I've said this before. I know some things can come up, but too much come up to keep you away most of the time, and sometimes all of the time. And what we don't, here's what I'm pointing out to you, what we don't realize, we're not conscious of who we're listening to because we forgot to commitment that we made. When you get up and go through all the week and don't take time to read your Bible and pray, you forgot. And then you don't realize that you are setting yourself up to take information from other voices that's not talking the word of God. There's only one that's going to speak the word of God. And when you start setting yourself up to hear those things, it brings confusion. It calls God's voice to be silent to you, although he's talking, but you don't hear. If I'm talking to my wife and you over here talking, I'm talking to her, she ain't going to hear you. She's not going to hear. She might hear something going on, but she won't understand. The one she's going to hear is the one that's the loudest and the closest. And that's what happened to people. But I'm finna point something out to you, okay? Good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have to watch it because, like I said, I got a twofold, and I'm almost to get over the edge of the other one, so I'm going to try to stay over here. Amen. None of you ever had that to happen. Amen. But watch it. Watch it. Listen to me now. In him we have what? Redemption. What else? Deliverance. And what? Salvation. Is it up there? Is it up there now? Yeah. Okay. I want some response. Amen. Because I know you can see it. In him we have what? Redemption. What else? Deliverance. Salvation. Through how it happened? Through the blood. the remission, forgiveness of our offenses, shortcomings, trespasses, in according, listen to what he's saying, in according with the riches and the generosity of his gracious favor. And see, you have been, everything that was wrong with you, everything that was wrong with you, it's been remitted. You've been freed from it through the blood. And the blood have cleansed you from it, and Satan can't bring and put it back on you. So since he can't bring and put it back on you, make you a sinner, he will deceive you so you won't listen to God and lead you out somewhere and cause you to do harm to yourself. And that's why he will try to get you in your mind. And your mind is the one of the worstest thing you can follow if you haven't renewed it with the word. Because it will reason out everything God said. It'll reason out why you shouldn't, you know you work hard, but you shouldn't be giving all that money to the church. So you just give a little something. And you know that the word said bring a 10% plus an offering. We'll get the 10%, then we leave the offering off. And then we expect something to happen. He said 10% plus an offering. See, 10% just halfway obeying. Hello? But see, you've been relieved from all of these things through the blood. Remission from forgiveness, offenses, shortcomings, trespasses in accordance with the riches. How rich is his grace? How rich is the grace of God? How rich is the grace of God? According to the riches of the and the generosity of his gracious favor, which, listen now, by me coming up short on some things, it's not his fault. Which he what? Lavishes upon us in every kind of